Hello, everyone. This is King Rick 56 of the DailyPost.org, and with me, as always...
Always right here, right next to him.
Hey, Krim, what's up? Pass me some of those breadsticks.
Not now, I'm busy eating your cookies.
Goddamn, stop eating all my cookies, man.
I'm Krem.
Yeah, this is my good friend Krem.
Alright.
Krem Pipson.
Krem Cremson.
Yeah, Krem Crazy Legs Pipson. And here we are, a real podcast, a man's podcast. You know,
a
all those other
podcast will never die.
Fucking die on.
Hey Rick, where is Podcast Island?
It's in your heart.
On.
Wow. Yeah, apparently I went through puberty again, so my voice is way deeper.
It sounds a little better now, or more like it usually does, I mean to say.
Well, I actually, let's go right into our first topic, which is the reason why podcast is so late. Rick's dad. And Krem's dad, too. We're gonna...
And my dad, too, yeah.
Dads of the internet. I could picture our fathers, like, digging with pickaxes into the side of the internet with, like, fucking curly 1930s mustaches and shit.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how interested Ron Oster would be in our dads.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking Googling that guy's name.
He's... I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay. Regardless, I just spent 2 hours telling my dad how to do 3 things.
Were those 3 things that your dad learned how to do?
Today, well, he learned and then immediately forgotten because I had to teach him how to do one of those things twice. He deleted his Internet Explorer icon from his desktop. I had to teach him how to put that back on.
And, like the shortcut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to teach him. That was a half hour.
Okay.
Going into program files, a half hour. Opening a zip file. Yes.
That's a rough one.
Yeah, because he had to download and install lame_enc.dll for his MP3 encoding needs. And, yeah, there was an hour there. An hour of my life I will never, ever get back. And, what else was there? Oh, how can I ever forget,
I'll check the PM you sent me about it.
How can I ever forget, Krem?
What?
Krem, how can I ever forget? Hint, hint, hint. Fucking burst in with that PM, please.
Oh, yeah. Great Rick's dad's quotes. Yeah. Just like we always used to do. I got an email virus. It kept me from sending emails. Rick's dad. I got an email virus. It kept me from sending emails.
He bought a whole new computer because of it. Like,
and he bought a new computer because of it.
I mean, granted, the computer is like 3 years old, but still. You know, he paid $100.
Okay, he bought a new used computer.
Yeah, Crazy Ted's used computer emporium. So he bought his own very own in the very same room used computer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I was telling Strick the story about my dad. My dad's pretty bad with computers too. There was one time where he was like, when Windows boots up, it shows you that little loading screen and it has like the Windows logo and there's a little bar going by.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad thought that the picture there, the Windows logo, looked really bad. Which it does. It's like this really shitty low-res image that they blow up, and it actually does look terrible. And he thought that because that image looked so bad, he should go and buy a new graphics card for his computer, which he did. He blew like $200 on a new graphics card and put it in. And the worst part is he actually did think that the Windows boot up image looked better after the card. so I couldn't convince him to return the card to the store or anything.
Whoo, Krim's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, now...
And that's why we do podcast today.
That's why. Because they struck Earth in the most needed way possible. They paved the way with their buggies and their stone slabs and chisels. their trucks. Long before it was a series of tubes, guys. Fucking they drove the trucks.
Yes.
Which I think is actually true. Didn't your dad drive a truck too?
He did, yes. Just a couple years ago, actually. So.
Rem's dad, professional trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays he drives a forklift, so.
What's your dad's name again, too?
Richard.
So,
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I just realized. That's a funny coincidence.
Hey, my brothers? Question mark?
Huh.
Fucking, that's a fucking end of the season thrilling thing.
Yeah, wow.
Rick and Krem are secretly brothers. Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
Man, our dad is a dick.
Yeah.
So that's why he paused when I mentioned your name.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm rooming with this cool guy from the internet, Michael Quinlan.
This Krem guy.
Yeah, Michael Krem Quinlan. He's like, what? My double life. Oh my god. Oh, and he also saw it fit to send me pictures of my mom that he found on MySpace, the lady I haven't seen in 10 years. No, it's not even that. It's not even that. Like, it's not even like the uncomfortableness of my dad finding pictures of my mom and sending them to me 10 years after the fact. It was more the fact that he right clicked and saved the thumbnail.
Nice.
And he sent it to me. Like, he didn't click on it. He didn't enlarge it. He didn't go, like, hey.
He didn't link you to her MySpace so you could see it yourself.
Yeah, no, of course not. He saw fit to right-click, upload to an email because he got rid of that email virus, you know. He sent me the thumbnail not once but twice because he wanted to make sure it took.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's special. So special.
Yeah. He probably did it just to troll Soap for when Soap reads all our emails coming in on the server.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Just so Soap would have a little something extra to confuzzle his day.
Yeah. I'm still certain that Soap's just like hacked our lives at this point and is just viewing everything we do, all our actual mail, all our fucking transactions. Yeah. He's just like sitting at his computer being like, you know, a box of porn.
Well, that's why he's so laid back all the time. There's nothing that can surprise him.
I don't know. Like, he wasn't laid back when his sow was around. You should have seen him. Like, when he was hanging out with the sow for like two weeks straight, and his sow was his best buddy, man. If it could put Soap on edge, it could put anybody on edge.
Jeez.
And, like, I came back from one of my constant sabbaticals now, and I was just like, hey, Soap, what's up? And he's just like, motherfuck! Fucking ban a sow!
Had a sow taken to calling Soap by obscure misogynistic slang words rather than Becky?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm
fairly certain that they were BFFs. Like, I'm fairly... You remember the song, the fucking fun song? I'm pretty sure that it was just, like, a sow dancing around Soap, screaming that. Yeah. A sow crying.
Well, I imagine the scenario with Happy Together by the Turtles playing.
Ooh.
Edit that in when you're talking about Soap and a sow. Edit that song in.
Fucking the Turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's going to be an amazing thing. Yeah, by the way, you probably noticed, but we're actually doing music in the background, maybe tastefully.
Maybe.
Tastefully, yeah. It's probably dead silent right now, you know. It's probably just completely silent. Like, where's the music tracks?
But anyway, we were planning on, well, Rick was planning on putting music in, like, under or above the podcast, however you want to look at it.
Yeah,
obviously under, because we're top of the action right here.
Fucking, we're kings of this hill.
Yeah.
We actually have a spy, like, listening in on the line 10 feet away from me. Because she demands to hear both sides of the conversation, and I'm over at her apartment. Becky's on the, in on the Skype call right now, just listening and observing, making sure.
Well, You should have had her recording on her computer also, and like just had her listen to you across the room and then have her respond to everything that you say as if she was part of the conversation. It would make for an incredibly entertaining listen.
Fucking me handling three conversations at once?
Oh, you wouldn't have to respond to her. You could ignore her completely.
Oh, sure. Well, that's usually what I do anyway.
It'd be a fun game.
Yeah, I pwned the shit out of her earlier.
What did you do?
Well, she was, we both were singing, like, and she hit this high note, and, like, we both just kept the high note going for a while, and apparently she could hold it longer than me, and she's like, I can make noise longer than you, and I'm just like, yeah, I fucking know. And she pouted at me and said it was mean.
And it was, I don't quite get it.
She's loud and quite.
I don't quite get it.
Krem doesn't understand, Becky. I'm watching your pantomime. I wish I could just record that.
Go for it.